4 weeks now.
I didn't notice what city is Adelaide twinned with in the UK? Does anybody know? Does anybody care? Which one? Texas. Well, I might propose my own town, Jimmy North. And here he is to introduce
us,
Michael
Hunter. Thank you, sir. Well, here's something I've been wanting to say for a very long time. Please welcome on stage Fairport Acoustic Convention. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
before we commence the second half, a couple of announcements for visiting artists to make. The music which we have just listened to, a little longer than we were expecting, was Chris Williamson and Tet Fury from North America. And they will be on this very stage here in October, October the 17th, I believe, so you might be just heard incidentally live here as well.
If you'd like to send Mrs. Peg a birthday card, that's the day before her birthday, so you remember that. October 7th, the day before.
And don't go staring at the governor on March April the 20th. Other two, other youth have been asked to mention. Enough of me, we please welcome back on stage people to Acoustic Convention.
When you press your legs, the lovers are just going to longer delay. Forget to give your chickens and your legs, and then every half full of touch today. You got to resign, since my God can revel in this, and never get by. Can't see all the felicity which only this is ever enjoyed. Thank you. during that period, we made an album called Beast Dick. On that album, I remember a song jointly written by guys who were in the band at the time and who were suffering from wise up and left. They thought we were going to be some monster. And they wrote this song, Faith in Michael. 18 years later, we re-recorded it as Faith in Michael. Astonishingly enough, it only changed the key. Now I expect you're wondering what I'm going to say next, as if you care. But if everything had gone according to plan, we wouldn't have re-recorded this tune again until the year 2005. Every 18 years seems about right. But last year, we did commit this one to vinyl. Well, not really vinyl, because, you know, in the early days, what we did was commit things to vinyl, and then we just sort of send them into the digital domain. Anyway, the song remains the same, if I may quote. Just quoting the chat. It's called President.
Thank you.
took the off the previous record. We've got a record for sale, in case we haven't mentioned that. It's a well, see big as bold as it is. It's called old.new.borrowed.blue. It's like an internet kind of tag that we've got.
And we take turns at being each of the editors, and it's your fun sitting out as guess who's old. Well, the sleeve's blue anyway.
So my wife runs.
Did you say your wife runs?
No, I said my wife runs.
I do.
Anyway, this is from the previous record that I specified. It's called Circuit of Lampreys. So I was having written the tune after a particular title, so you can tell it apart from all the other jigs. And I was thinking about King Henry I of England, or King Henry, as he was known in those days. And he was quite partial to this fish called the lamprey, which eats all the shite at the bottom of the river.
A bottom feeder.
A catfish kind of thing. And it was considered a delicacy back then, but nowadays it's more of a parasite, especially in trout, which you kind of call a minnow or something.
Martin's a very well balanced Englishman, he's got a chip on each shoulder.
So he had so many lampreys one day, King Henry, that he got dysentery and shat himself to death.
Not very real, eh? Even worse than his standards.
So I thought, what a great name for a tune, you know, but probably shat himself to death, it wouldn't get played on the radio. So it's called The Circuit of Lampreys. Even out to Barbara.
And they're taken to the
And then it went down, and it kind of went to the head of it, and the proportions went smaller, the price went up. So then we sat going to see the Jaipur on, you know, on John Street. Just by the Asian supermarket there. There's a new one up behind the railway station. Opposite the Jewel and the Crown. And we haven't been there yet because it only opened the day we came away in the freezing fog.
So we have to go soon.
Was there anybody here that was at the National Festival in Canberra? You're lucky.
You were all there.
No, it was good actually. It's pretty nice to be warm again. Right, well, this next song.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell that.
Song from the Jewel of the Crown. So, Tarkadal.
No, that's good.
So, the Naked Harriman. Why is it called the Naked Harriman?
It's about a chap who goes out to work as normal to go and rob the stagecoach.
So, he's a harriman.
Yeah.
And he meets this young lady who lays him on the ground and does pleasurable things to him. And so, he gets some music on it on the way to work.
Yeah.
It's never happened to me.
Yeah.
No. I'm just fucking with it.
Never had a proper job,
give it a try. So anyway, so he's sort of white light then.
Yeah.
So he just takes everything, his horse and his cloak and his hat and his guns and his self-dignity and self-prospects. And then goes up and drops the coach itself. So he's got a naked hammer and this is not to be attempted at home.
But it finds somebody else's stuff.
Also, includes more words than the rest of the show put together. So let's hear it for Simon Nicol, the Memory Man.
Foolish, you can learn in the fifth degree. She sat there in my home and don't vanish
check my pistol. I believe in love with the girl, the golden pistol.
Thank you. Earth has been on my name by me. She was all white at the foot of my bed. Said, angel, mercy in my life, lay my dead. Mine is William James McPhee, I was born in 1843, raised in Liverpool by the sea. If that ain't who I am.
What's
definitely the perfect hit. It's been able to throw the banjo down the toilet from the entrance to the gym without touching the sides. And if you were to take a banjo, a flute, a drum kit, and a clarinet, and throw them all over a cliff, which one would land first? Who gives a shit?
How do you get two banjo players? Can't use them.
Shoot one of them. And guys, can we stop the banjo here? I think my mate Mark Smith did it.
Oh,
he plays the banjo.
We mean violas.
Violas.
That's it, violas.
You can say banjo.
What's it called? Four viola players. They go to the neck in sand. Not to have sand. It's lava, I think.
She sails across the bar line, the port is slipping out of view. A rounding dock cuts through the water, a figurehead will guard our crew. For our the princess of Olympia, she puts her head for storm to come. So I have for my salvation with the muscle in my thank you.
safely gathered in my love's gentle bond. I drifted the sound of the violin I had heard to the bond. Oh, that's innocent, the music filled the air. And I thank the Lord and harvest queen, the girl from the Highland Fair.
Which is called a bazooka guitar, or bazaar for short. And I thought there was only four of them in the world, although I saw three new ones in Canada. So I'm not going four of Stefan Sobel's examples. So there.
He is, ladies and gentlemen, with privilege, one of the four finest bazaar players on the world. That's more than the same thing one of worked for. They tend to play these in unison with students with on this extremely long 16-year-old guitar, which there are several untold millions, which makes me one of the untold millions.
I'm saying nothing about this, but it is for sale.
Thank you.
the time is coming, it's probably. It's time to do the last one now. And this is a Nerdy Ballad, which is about 500-600 years old. It's only got two chords, but it's got 21 verses.
Maybe one or thereabouts. I think we'll get the whole story.
And then we've got some other students at the end there. And thanks very much for coming. You've been very, very lucky. Thanks. And let's hear it for the Adelaide Invisible Society back there.
Chair on the top, I'm going to the South Australia Theatre Crowd Society.
the very eyes below, and that he stir up no more. Then he pulled his Sunday wife, sat her on his knee, and said, "Who do you like the best of us now? You dead, honey, groves, or me?" And the last of his own dear wife never heard him speak so free. I would rather one kiss from them as he slips in your own finery. And that poor animal, he jumped up without leaning anymore. He struck his way right through the bars and he bent it up to the wall. Bravery, Lord Arnold cried to put these lovers in. But what you belly, my lady at the top? For she was of noble kin.
Gonna meet on the ledge when the time is up. I'm gonna
see that I'm all alone. And that's the only way to be. You'll have your chance again. Next time you do work for me. Get on the ledge. We're gonna meet on the edge. When the time is up, I'm gonna see all of my friends. Get on the ledge. We're gonna meet on the edge.
Thank you.
Johan is composed of 7 studio tracks to show what the Portuguese can do, and 9 live ones, which is very much similar to what you're seeing now. So it's shifted in time and dimension by having been recorded there for New Year's Eve in Banbury in Oxfordshire. Studio tracks were done slightly before that, around Christmas, and this is one of the songs that is in the studio section of the record. It's by singer-songwriter who's been living and working in England for about 25 years now. He's originally from New Zealand, Paul Metzers. And surprisingly, we've never got around to doing all these songs before, really. He said how frequently we find ourselves in the studio doing the songs. It's called There Once Was Lilith. And after that, there's a little tune that Mark here wrote. And they said we're seamlessly together on a good night. Thank you.
exit, 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 exit. Sorry, that's the auto cue. Now yes, I know. Just, I come from a place, both Peggy and I, we were born in Birmingham. And, hey, the Celestials. And just outside Birmingham, there's a place called Wales. I say that just because my geography is not as renowned for being not great.
So where are you now?
I'm right here.
I might be
a bit further south than Coventry.
Am I?
Yeah. Exit, exit, exit. I'm on holiday three of this USS Enterprise. Computer end program. No, I'm not. This is called Port Merion, and it's a magical, mystical place in Wales, which was actually, just mentioned, one cult TV series, Star Trek. Another one, of course, is The Prisoner, starring Patrick McGoohan, made back in the 60s. That tricky thing, you know, when he gets chased by a balloon. Terrible thing to have. Do you know what I'm doing? The prisoner, you see that over here? Don't clap on your own, I'll throw you a fish. Now, this is, Port Merion was where The Prisoner was filmed. It wasn't filmed, so it's a wonderful village. Airport Marathon Wales, and hope you go there one day. Anyway, I've got a bit of a cough too. It's a terrible cough. So if there's any dealers in the audience, I'd like to score some Benadryl.
Thank you.
You know, we've got mad cow disease in England now.
We're eating lots of steaks while we're here, but...
They've named it after our ex-Prime Minister. So, Winston Churchill. So, we've been waiting 10 years to come back to Adelaide, so we can have a pie parlour. The famous, even in England, you know, that TV set, Keith Wiley told the nation about pie parlours.
Great question.
But we've been telling them.
What's that got to do with the next song, Martin?
Did they make vegetarian pie flavours yet? Because that last time I came here, anyway, I was actually having, you know, a bowl of pink soup and a foolish.
Foolish?
Well, foolish you, they were saying.
Hey!
That's
a
good thing,
isn't it?
Is that like a silly
sheep?
Yeah.
Foolish you.
Foolish you.
Yeah.
Have you had Wallace and
Gromit? Yeah.
Did you have the one that they put out at Christmas? About
Cloche.
The ship, the Cloche is called. Huh? Fantastic. It's got this stars of sheep in it. Never guess what it's called. It's called Sean. Sean from the sea. This is for him and for Nick Park. And it's a song which we discovered a long time ago on an early demo session in Caracas. It's written by one of Canada's most famous and influential musicologists and songwriters. Wade Hemsworth! Yes, maybe in the playing for you.
Maybe that's a good response. It's much better than Sydney.
Well, it's better than Sydney, isn't it? He said he'd go check.
Right,
cool for the show. We can start 10 minutes now. Sounds good, play this guitar, please. We're going to have a break after this for about 20 minutes.
Can I have a bit more of this one then as well, please?
Yeah.
He's going to have some more of that.
Please have any more. Can I have more of everything?
So my boyfriend's not loud enough in the mix. We're going to have a break for about 20 minutes after this one, and it's best if you have a break at the same time.
Years of experience in the industry has taught us this one small lesson. There's another small lesson about never having a dump unless you check the paper there, but I'll join you.
So after the break, we'll come back and do a bit more. This will be our second half. This has been our first half so far. And we're going to end our first half with the last number in the first half. And then after the break, we'll do the first number in the second half. Do you want to go over it again?
It's not strictly a half though, because the second half is actually longer than. It's longer than.
Yeah.
This was the first third, wasn't it?
Yeah,
about
yeah.
It, but of course,
yes,
yeah,
that was the first. Anyway, there's a short pause followed by a slightly longer one.
So you can all go get a fire starter, or a drink, don't do a food back for me.
These are some imaginary modest attitudes. These are not real modest attitudes for people who actually can modest dance. These are imaginary modest attitudes for people who've had a few drinks and think they can modest dance. So if there are any imaginary modest dances that really want to please, if you have an imaginary dance, it's or even a real one, if you can find any of your space, which I suspect you may.
Sorry, they lost it back, DJ.
Sorry, this is called Mock Modest 90. Some people have been mocking modest, but people say imitation modest. Mock modest. Coined by Melbourne's own genius of English century music, that's a ringer. And is that it? Take it away. Oh, it's me, sorry.